Today's Shir Masechta Erev in Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Siman Aleph at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses a situation. We have Yontif and Shabbos back to back, and we've been learning the halacha of Tchum Shabbos that you could only go within your Tchum Shabbos, or you could put down an Erev Tavshilin in order to be able to travel past your Tchum in that direction. So the question that our Mishnah Mitzvah Shem is going to discuss is if there's an individual who wants to travel in two different directions on the 2 days of Yontif, or on one day Yontif, travel in a certain direction, and the other day Yontif, not travel in any direction, just have the tchum of a city. And the Mishnah Mitzvah Shem is going to discuss the various options, what we could do, how we could set up Erev for 2 days. So says the Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar, Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos. If Yontif is next to Shabbos, Beim Milfenel, that means Yontif is on Friday, Beim Milachreo, or Yontif is on Sunday, Marav Adam Shnei Eruvim, a person can make two different Eruvim in the two different places that he wants to be for Shabbos. And the way Rashi explains the Mishnah is what the person will do is he's going to put Erev Yontif. So let's say Yontif is on Friday Shabbos. So Erev Yontif, he'll put down two Erevin for the 2 days, one for one direction and one for the other direction. And we're going to see if, according to the Gemara, that is acceptable, because as we're going to learn the Gemara, how the Erev that you want to rely on has to be an Erev which is accessible. And here, if he put an Erev for the first day Yontif in one direction, he can't walk in the other direction, an issue that the Gemara will discuss. But it says the Gemara, he puts down two Erevin on Erev Yontif. Vama Eruvi Berishin Lemizrach, the Erev that I want to rely on for the first day is for the east side, Bisheni is Lamara for the west side, or vice versa. Berishin, on the first day of these 2 days, I want my Erev to work Lamarav to the west side, or Bisheni, and the second of these 2 days, I want my Erev to work Lemizrach to the east side. Eruv Berishin, or if this individual wants that on the first day Yontif, he should have an Erev in one direction, Ubisheni, but on the second day, Kibnairi. I want to be like all the people of my city and just have the tchum of the city in all directions with no Erev tchumim. Or Aruvi Bisheni. I want that I should have an effective Erev for the second day of these 2 days. Uberishan Kibnairi. And the first of these 2 days, I should be like all the other people of my city. All of this, according to Rabbi Lezer, is acceptable. Because the halacha is, according to Rabbi Lezer, do we look at these 2 days, Shabbos and Yontif, as shtei kedushas, as two distinct, different days, and the makom shvisa of one day has no bearing on the makom shvisa of the second day. The chamaimrim, and the cham, however, the cham disagree, and the cham hold, oy ma'arav l'ruach achas. You only have one of two options. Either make an Erev in one direction for both days, or don't make any Erev. Or make an Erev for both days, or don't make an Erev at all. And in Mitzvah Shem, in a moment, in Mitzvah Shem, in the Gemara, we're going to understand why the Mishnah used this sort of redundant language in explaining the opinion of the Chachamim. So Rashba explains that according to the Chachamim, not only can you not have Erevin for the 2 days of these two consecutive days in different directions, but even according to the Chachamim, if one day I want to have an Erev, and for the other day I want to be like all the other people of my town, even that will not be acceptable. And as the Rashba explains, as we're going to see Mitzvah Shem very clearly in the Gemara, because the Rabbanan aren't quite sure how to analyze these 2 days, how to review these 2 days. Do we consider them as two separate Kedushas, or do we consider them as one Kedusha? And just like, therefore, according to the Rabbanon, we can't have an Erev for one of these 2 days in one direction. And just like, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, everybody agrees that you can't have an Erev for half a day of Shabbos in one direction and for half a day of Shabbos in the other direction. If we look at these 2 days as one unit, then you can't have that one day you'll have an, for one day there'll be an Erev and for the other day there wouldn't be an Erev. What would be the halacha if somebody did do this, that he made for the 2 days of Yontif Erev Tchumah in different directions? So halacha is that there's machlokes rishonim. Some say that that since these two Erevin are both ineffective, they cancel each other out, and therefore he's considered like everybody else who's in the city who didn't make an Erev Tchumim. Others say that because there's all this confusion, what is his Erev? Therefore he can't move out of his Dalar Amis. So as we just explained, according to the Rabbanon, we need to be concerned that these 2 days, the Shabbos Yontif, that come after each other, are Kedusha Achas. So there's a big question in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, when the Rabbanan suggest that maybe these 2 days are Kedusha Achas, is that Midaraisa or Midrabbanan? The opinion of the Ramban is that not only do the Rabbanan consider the Kedusha Achas, perhaps, but they even are saying that it's going to be Kedusha Achas Midaraisa. And according to Ravid, even the Rabbanan, if they're going to hold it's a Kedusha Achas, will agree it's only Kedusha Achas Midrabbanan. So again, because the Rabbanan are concerned that maybe these two consecutive days that we are discussing are a Kedusha Achas, Ketzed Yasa, what should he do? So says the Gemara Melicha Barishan, the first day, the Erev should be taken to whatever direction you want to go. And Rashi explains that our Mishnah is speaking specifically about an individual who's not making the Erev by himself. He has someone else making the Erev on his behalf. Because if somebody's making the Erev on his own behalf, by going to wherever he wants, that it should be the Erev Tchumim, then there would be no need, explains Rashi, for him to take any food. Because as we learn, as we keep on learning, an acceptable, maybe one could suggest even a preferable way of making an Erev, is by physically being where you want to be Kohen Shvisa. So if the person himself is going to go to where he wants to be Kohen Shvisa, there's no need for him to take food. Just be there, Bein HaShmashos, and that will be adequate. So Ketzer Yasa, Malicha Barishan, so he's relying on a Shlich, explains Rashi, who takes the Erev Yontif, again, given the example that we're working with, where Yontif is Friday and then Shabbos. So Thursday, Bein HaShmashos, Thursday going to Friday, Bein HaShmashos, he takes the Erev, Machshech Olav, and he stays there. That and like that, he's kind of shvisa. The night loy, then he brings it home, and then a baloy, he comes home. The shani machshechalov, and then on the second day he goes back to where he was, to the spot where he wants to be kind of shvisa. And he eats it. He eats it there. He can't carry it home because it's Shabbos. A baloy, and then he comes home. Nimtza mistaka bechilasai, by going there, both Bein HaShmashos, the second Bein HaShmashos as well, he can rely on the Erev, that it's a good Erev, mistaka beruvai, and he eats the Erev. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is that the Rabbanan are not quite certain how to look at this situation. Should we look at this as a situation of, at the 2 days of Yontif as one unit? If that would be the halacha, then actually the Erev that was put down, Erev Yontif, would be enough for both days. But the Rabbanan aren't saying with absolute certainty that they look at those 2 days as one unit of Kedusha. On the other hand, there may be one day of Kedusha. So that's why the Rabbanan say you have to go both times to put the Erev. But the Erev that you put on the first day, bring home. Because if you leave it there, It may not be there anymore when you come back the second Banish Moshes. When you come back the second Banish Moshes, you use it for the Erev Tchumim, but we don't want it to go to waste. And we could therefore eat it there, and then because you can't carry it home. So now the question that I saw that the Chabina Rav in the Shas Tshuvas Dovid Mishorim, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, quotes the Maril. And the Maril discusses, is there an issue, is there a point to eat the Erev Tchumim? So the Maril says, as long as the Erev was in place by Bein HaShemashos, and that, as we keep on referring in our Shiurim, makes that you were Koine Shvisa, once the Erev was there, Bein HaShemashos, and you were Koine Shvisa, you could eat the Erev right after Bein HaShemashos, and it doesn't need to be in place, it doesn't even have to be there, that in order that I should be able to rely, that I should be able to have it. As soon as it was, as long as it was there, Bein HaShemashos, that is enough. So now the Rishonim discuss. The Gemara says you leave the air, you're there Bein HaShemashos, going in from Thursday to Friday, and then bring it home. So what is the case of our Mishnah? Is the case of our Mishnah because you're leaving the Erev in a place with which is Loi Mishtamer, and therefore there's a concern that if you're going to leave the Erev there, it may not be there still Friday afternoon when you need it for to make an Erev Tchuma for Shabbos? Or is the halacha that even if it's a makom mishtamer, still the Erev is only effective if I put it down l'shem Erev. And if I put it down, and therefore even if it was there and it remains there, I still have to come and make it into an Erev. The Meiri says clearly that if the place where the Erev is was put was a makom hamishtamer, we need not, and we have every reason to believe that the Erev that was placed there is still there. We don't have to go back necessarily Friday afternoon. We can rely that the Erev is there, and that Erev will make Shvisa for me. Nechel Berishon, continues the Mishnah, if the Erev was eaten up on Thursday afternoon, so it is an Erev for the first day, Ve'ena Erev L'Sheni, and it's not a good Erev for the second day. Rashi says that, of course, when we spoke about the case that you come the first day, you come Erev Yontif, Erev, and you come Thursday evening and come back Friday evening, is even though the Mishnah spoke about two cases where you have Yontif Friday and then Shabbos, and then the Mishnah spoke about Yontif being on Shabbos, then Shabbos and Yontif being on Sunday, explains Rashi that the case that you could come back is only when it's a Friday Shabbos situation. Obviously, if it's a Shabbos Sunday situation, the din the Mishnah said, the advice the Mishnah gave us would not be applicable because you can't walk on Shabbos afternoon with your Erev. Continues the Mishnah, Amlehem Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer says to the Chachamim, "Moed matan li shei kedushas. You just agreed that you look at these 2 days as two separate kedushas. What's the raya that you consider these 2 days separate kedushas? Because you agreed that the Erev that was put down for Friday will not be effective for Shabbos unless you have an Erev for Shabbos. If it's one long unit, why do I need to have a separate Erev for Friday and Shabbos? It's a proof that you agree that it's two separate Kedushas." As we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in the Gemara, the Rabbanan aren't saying that we are certain to look at these 2 days as one Kedusha. Rather, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that we're not quite certain if it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. And because we're not quite certain, the Chachamim say, if it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, we have to go L'chumra in both directions. So our Mishnah, as we just said a moment ago, discussed 2 situations. It discussed the situation of Yontif being Friday and then having Shabbos, and it discussed the situation of having Shabbos and then Yontif being Sunday. But there's one other situation in Halacha, and that is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. As we know, even the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that keep 1 day Yontif, in Rosh Hashanah, they keep 2 days Yontif, and Gemara in many places says that the 2 days of Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, are Yom HaRichta. They're considered one long Kedusha. So now the question is, if it's considered, and that's why we know there's a big issue about making Shechiyonu on the second, on the night of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, if it's a Yom HaRichta. So now the question is, what's going to be the halacha regarding the issues, the situations that were spoken about in our Mishnah by the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Do we say that since it's Yom HaRichta, it's all one long day? Then we're going to say that everybody will agree that an Erev that was made for the first day of Rosh Hashanah will be effective for the second day. That is the opinion of some Rishonim, actually most Rishonim. The Ravid disagrees. And Ravid says that even though, and it's very much in line with what we just discussed according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that even though we say that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Yom HaRichta and are Kedusha Achas, says the Ravid, that's only L'chumra, but not L'kula. So to say that we could put down one Erev, Tchumim, that will be effective for both days of Rosh Hashanah, because we're going to say it's a Yom HaRichta, says the Ravid, it's not necessarily true. What about discusses the Sefer Nesiva Shabbos from Yaakov Bloy Zatzal? If somebody by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah said expressly that I'm only putting down this Erev Tchumim for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't say that he wants it to be for the second day, what? So it should be like somebody says Rabbi Loi Zatzal, a case that we learned that we're going to discuss again, of somebody put down an Erev for half a Shabbos. So just like the halacha is that if you put down an Erev for the first half of Shabbos, what's going to be in the second half? So he says the halacha is, if you just put down an Erev and all you said is that I'm putting this Erev for the first half of Shabbos, it automatically works for the second half of Shabbos. So he says, if we follow the opinion of most Rishonim, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are viewed as a Yom HaRichta, if we view them as a Yom HaRichta, even if when the person put down the Erev, he only said that this Erev should be valid for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to say anything about the second day, because the second day is like a continuation of the first day. It's like the second half of Shabbos. But now, Rabbi Loi Zatzal discusses a different situation. We just quoted the opinion of most Rishonim that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as far as this halacha is concerned, is considered one long day. But what happens if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos? So do we still say, so the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and then Sunday is the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Do we say that we just said that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one long Kedusha? Or do we say that the first day, besides that it's Rosh Hashanah, it's also Shabbos? And therefore, since it's also Shabbos, you can't say that Shabbos and Yontif are Kedusha Achas. And therefore, maybe in such a situation, even if we're going to say the opinion that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are viewed as a Kedusha Achas, that's when the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are weekdays. But if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, then maybe we can't take that leniency. So the Chachamim in the Mishnah said, and we learned that the wording of the Chachamim in the Mishnah was sort of difficult to understand. The Chachamim said, "Oy ma'arv l'ruach achas, oy ein ma'arv kolikar, oy ma'arv l'shnei yomim, oy ein ma'arv kolikar." And immediately when we learned these words of the Mishnah, we tried to understand what is the redundant language that the Chachamim are trying, what are they trying to express? Asked about l'ruach achas, what does it mean when the Chachamim said ruach achas? My nihu, what it means is that you're making an Erev in one direction for both days, l'shnei yomim. So then the Mishnah said l'shnei yomim. What did the Mishnah say that you're making one Erev for both days? My nihu l'ruach achas, that for the 2 days for Shabbos Yontif, you're making an Erev in one direction. So says the Gemara, Haino Kamaisa. Isn't that the exact same point? So why is it being said twice? says the Gemara, Hachi Kamalei Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar. This is the way to understand the dialogue in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan are addressing Rabbi Elazar, and they're saying to Rabbi Elazar, Iyata Moida, are you not, don't you agree, She'ema Arvan L'yayim Echad, that in one day, everybody agrees, you can't make an Erev, Chetzi L'Sof and Chetzi L'Dam. You have one day of Shabbos, one day of Yontif, you can't have an Erev half the day, for half a day one direction, half a day for the other direction. Omelhem, to which Rabbi Elazar, of course, says Aval. Aval always means emes. Yes. So say the Chachamim to Rabbi Elazar, just like Shem Shem Avram L'Yom Echad Chatzil L'Dam Chatzil L'Tzofen, you can't have in one day an Erev to be partially in one direction and partially in another direction. Kach Eim Ma'avim L'Shnei Yomim, so the 2 days of Shabbos Yontif, which we consider are maybe one unit, you can't have an Erev Yom Echad L'Mizrach, for one day should be in the east side, for Yom Echad L'Marav and one should be the west side. Rabbi Elazar, how does Rabbi Elazar defend himself? Obviously, he says, Hosom Kedush Achas. One day of Shabbos, one day of Yontif is one unit of Kedusha. So since it's one unit of Kedusha, it can't be divided in two. Here, Shabbos Yontif, Shtei Kedushas, represent two separate units of Kedusha. Since they represent two separate units of Kedusha, they can be separated with two separate Erevin. And now Rabbi Elazar proves his point. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yatamoidim, don't you agree with me? That means if somebody made an Erev, as we discussed in the Mishnah, a way of making an Erev, we mentioned that it may even be a preferable way of making the Erev, that you go on the, and you're there, Bein HaShmoshes, where you want to be Kohen Shvisa. Ma'ar Baragl B'yom Sheni. That if that was the way you wanted to make the Erev, their halacha is that you would have, you didn't leave any bread there. So the only way you could make an Erev for the second day is that you're going to actually have to go back for the second day to make another Erev. Similarly, Nechal Eruv B'Yom Rishon, similarly, you certainly agree with me, say Rabbi Elazar Tachamim, that if somebody Thursday afternoon put down the Erev, and then that Erev is no longer there for on Friday afternoon, any Yotzei Lo B'Yom Sheni, if it's not there anymore on Friday afternoon, you have no Erev to rely on, and you can't walk in that, you can't, for the next day, for Shabbos. Amaloi, so the Chacham say, Aval, we agree. Halai says, Rabbi Elazar to Rabbanan, by you agreeing to this halacha, aren't you clearly indicating that Shtei Kedushas Hayin, that the 2 days, the Shabbos Yontov, are to be viewed as two separate Kedushas? And if they're to be viewed as two separate Kedushas, why are you arguing with me that you can't make Erev in two different directions? Tosfos says, it's not actually that they completely agree, that the Rabbanan completely agree with Rabbi Elazar. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, the two separate Kedushas, we're going to have later in the Gemara that in this situation, the Rabbanan will hold he's a Chomer Gomel. But one thing for sure the Rabbanan say, you have to have an Erev for the second day, which is an indication that they hold its Shtei Kedushas. Says the Gemara, say the Rabbanan back to Rabbi Elazar, we're not completely agreeing with you. We're not completely disagreeing with you either. Because Rabbanan Svukim Sapkulo, we actually have a Suffolk. And because we have a Suffolk, Hachal L'Chumra v'Hachal L'Chumra, we're Machmer in both situations that we go L'Chumra, and when it's a Chumra to say Shtei Kedushas, we say it's Shtei Kedushas. When it's a Chumra to say Kedusha Achas, we say it's a Kedusha Achas. As Reb Kivega, Erev Tchumim, as we've been discussing, is a Din de Rabbanan. And we have a rule that Suffolk the Rabbanan Lekula. So why over here are the Rabbanan going Lechumra? So he quotes the Sefer, Evin HaOizer. He says, going back to a concept that we learned the other day, that a very important factor to take into consideration whenever we have a chazok, whenever we have a Suffolk, is Chazokah. Here, this person, his Chazokah is that his Tchum for Shabbos is where he lives. Since the chazaka is that his tchum for Shabbos is where he lives, even though it's a suffix to Rabbanon, but if the chazaka is different than the, if the chazaka takes us in one direction, we can't be mekel. He also says that when do we say Safek Derabanan L'Kula? He says a very important point. The only time we say Safek Derabanan L'Kula is when we decide what is the Kula, that's a Kula. But he says, and we don't have the time to go through all the different scenarios, but if by going, by taking this position, and we're going to take the position that it's Shtei Kedushas, it may be a Chumra sometimes and a Kula sometimes. By taking the opinion that it's Kedusha Achas, certain situations of that will be a Kula, and in certain situations that will be a Chumra. When it's not clear what is the Kula, we can't apply the rule of Safek Derabanan L'Kula. Amar Lo, say the Chacham Terbeleza, Iyatamoy, don't you agree with us, She'em Arim T'chila M'Yontav L'Shabbos, that you can't make an Erev on Yontav for Shabbos? And Amar Lahem, and to which he responds, Aval, absolutely. You can't make an Erev, as we're going to discuss extensively, on Shabbos for Yontav and Yontav for Shabbos. So why not? Im halai kedusha achas, isn't this a rai that's kedusha achas? Why are you not allowed to make an erev on yontif for Shabbos? Because you can't make an erev for one day for partial day. So just like you can't make an erev l'chatchilo on yontif for Shabbos, that means if Yontif is on Friday and you didn't make an Erev on Erev Yontif, you agree that you can't make an Erev on Friday. Why? Because obviously it's one Kedusha and it's too late to make the Erev, just like you can't make an Erev Shabbos afternoon. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Elazar to defend himself, the reason I hold you can't make the Erev on Friday for Shabbos is not because it's one long, these 2 days are one long continuation, and it's too late to make the Erev in the middle of the day. The reason I hold you can't make the Erev on Friday in this case, because there's a new Isser, and there's an Isser of Achana, that a person can't prepare on Yontif for Shabbos and on Shabbos for Yontif, and that's why you can't make the Erev. It has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas. Tana Rabbanan, says the Braisa, Ir Baraglav, if somebody made an Erev by actually being there Thursday afternoon, B'yom Rishon, for the first day for Friday, Ma'ar V'raglav B'yom Sheni, he has to go back on Friday to make an Erev. Nechle Ruvay B'yom Rishon, if he put down an Erev food Thursday afternoon, and now it's no longer there, Eni Yotzala B'yom Sheni, because the Erev that I put down for the first day may not be effective for the second day because it's two separate Kedushas. And I don't have an Erev now in the proper time, as we always learn, Bein HaShmosh is going into the second day, and therefore I can't rely on it. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yudaimer, Rabbi Yuda says, Hareza Chamagomel. If this individual is a Chamagomel, as we discussed earlier in the Perek, a Chama Gomel, a Gomel is led from the back, a Gomel is led from the front, and this person can't go in either direction because we have a Suffolk. Do we treat these 2 days as one Kedusha, or do we treat these 2 days as two separate Kedushas? If we treat them as two separate Kedushas, so for the first day I had an Erev, and for the second day I'm like anybody else in the city in which I live, because the Erev of the first day has no relevance to the second day because they're two separate Kedushas, and he could travel like anybody else in his city. If, on the other hand, we consider them Kedusha Achas, and therefore whatever was my Erev Tchumim, whatever was my Tchum for the first day, automatically becomes my Tchum for the second day, so then I can't be like all the people in my city. I'm only like my Erev. And therefore, I only could walk in that very limited area, which is the overlap area that the people in my city could walk and the people and I who made an Erev could walk. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Noach, Rav Yochanan ben Broich Eimer, Ir Baraglav Berishon, if somebody made an Erev on the first day, Eimer Ar Baraglav Sheni, he doesn't have to make an Erev for the second day. He considers the 2 days one Kedusha, and the Erev that I had for the first day is effective for both days. Nachla Ruva B'yayim Rishon, and therefore, even if I put down an Erev, food, and it's no longer there as the second day commences, I still can rely on that Erev because the 2 days are considered one Kedusha Yotzel B'sheni. Amara says the Gemara, Haloch Ka'arba Zekenim Alelu, the Halocha is like the four Tanoim that are going to be identified, Valiba the Rebbe Lezer, that following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, the Amar that considers these 2 days Shtei Kedushas, the two separate Kedushas. Ask the Be'er Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Rechonon Zatzal, what does the Gemara have to say? Why does the Gemara have to bring Rav telling us that there are four Zekenim that agree with Rebbe Lezer? And if Rebbe Lezer himself paskins that way, he says, let's understand what happened in our Mishnah, says Rabbi Yitzchak Rechonon Zatzal. In our Mishnah, the Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that the 2 days are considered two separate Kedushas. The Chachamim have a suffix. So the Taz teaches us that wherever we have a situation, this is Simon Yoredei, Simon Tuf, Reish, Mem, Vov, Sif, Kotten, Vov, that whenever we have Poiskim disagree, and one Poisik is certain of his opinion, and the other person has a suffix, we go with the Poisik who's certain with his opinion. So Rabbi Lezer is certain with his opinion in our Mishnah that these 2 days are considered two Kedushas. The Chum don't know. So of course, we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, when is that rule of the Taz applicable? The rule of the Taz is applicable when you have a Yochid ve-Yochid. You have two individuals disagreeing. One is certain of his opinion. One is uncertain of his opinion. We follow the opinion of the one who is certain. But if it's a yochid who is indeed certain of his opinion, and the rabbim are uncertain, although the yochid is certain, but the fact that it's a rabbim, it's many who are uncertain, doesn't allow us to follow the opinion of the yochid. And therefore, the Gemara had to bring, Rav had to bring, that there are many that agree with Rebbe Lezer. And since there are many that agree with Rebbe Lezer, that's why the halach is that way. They lay in Abba Zakenim, Doma that says Shtei Kedushas, saying these 2 days are Siddiq Shtei Kedushas. They lay in Abba Zakenim, who are they? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochim ben Breika, Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Sismasah. He's called Sismasah because many times in Shas, his opinion is stated Stam, without mentioning his name. Vikadar Mimnaichad Minai Rav Lozer. They include Rav Lozer, Umapik Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Sismasah. Says the Gemara, how can we say that all of these Tanoim held that they're considered Shtei Kedushas? For Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Breicha, if Chashmin Alei, we saw that they considered that the 2 days are considered one Kedusha, because they said if you made an Erev for the first day, you don't make an Erev for the second day, and you could just rely on the Erev that you put down, Erev Yontif, because it's Kedusha Achas. Says the Gemara, Epoch. You have to reverse the opinions in the Braisa and say, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel ben Noyesh, Rav Yochim Breika said you need to make two Erevs, and the other Tanoim, the one that holds, it's one Erev. Ask the Gemara, Yehoch Ani Rebbe. So if we look at that, if that's the way we're going to understand their opinion at the end of the Braisa, so their opinion is identical with the opinion of Rebbe at the beginning of the Braisa, and it seems from us, the way you learn the Braisa, that they're arguing on Rebbe, the first stated opinion in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Ema, we have to indeed say in the Braisa, not that they're arguing on Rebbe, Ema v'chein Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, they're actually agreeing. Ask the Gemara v'lechshav Nami Rebbe, why doesn't Rav also mention Rebbe amongst the Tanoim that hold that Shtei Kedushas? And wasn't that the first opinion cited in the Braisa? Answer the Gemara, Rebbe Tanala, Rebbe indeed cited such an opinion, however, V'loi Sovala. He doesn't personally agree with that opinion. So ask the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Nami Tanala V'loi Savala. Maybe we could say that about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Noyesh Rabbi Yochim ben Breika as well, that they're quoting the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, but they don't agree with him. Says the Gemara, Rav Gemara, Rav had a Kabbalah that Rebbe didn't personally agree with Rebbe Elazar, but Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika do agree with Rebbe Elazar. Says the Gemara, Kenach Nafshei de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna was Nifter, Ayala Rav Chizda came into the Beis Medrash, Lemirma de Rav, to ask a stira. And the Meretz Chayis explains, Rav Chizda Rav Huna had a disagreement. And because they had this disagreement, they never met each other in the Beis Medrash. And therefore, Rav Chizda never entered the Beis Medrash or Rav Huna because he wanted to avoid him. Only, says the Meretz Chayis, after Rav Huna was Nifter, did Rav Chizda come into the Beis Medrash and ask his question. Lemirma de Rav de Rav, to ask a stira in the opinion of Rav. Mi Amar, asked Rav Chizda, Mi Amar Rav, halach k'Rav Zakein of Alibi de Rav Elazar, did Rav indeed paskin like the Arba Zakein of according to Rav Elazar, Dama, that these 2 days are considered Shtei Kedushas Hain, are considered 2 separate units? Vitmar asked Rav Chizda, then we learn the Beis Medrash, Shabbos v'Yontif, if you have 2 days Shabbos v'Yontif back to back, Rav Amar, Nol de Bezeh, the Mishnah begins Masech de Beya, that Beis of Ben Aleph, Nol Beisha Nol de B'Yontif, a Bey that was born on Yontif, Loi Teichel. And the same thing as a Beisha Nol de B'Shabbos. And the Gemara, at the beginning of Masech de Beya, gives us many reasons, different reasons. Rabbi Yosef says, B'Shem Perish, Hanoshrim, that just like a fruit, Chazal said you're not allowed to eat a fruit that falls down on Yontif, or Shabbos, because Chazal said if we wouldn't allow you to eat such a fruit, even though it fell down by itself, you may come to detach a fruit. So included in that Gezerah is a Beyish Anolda, because it also got detached from the place that it's growing. Rabbi Yitzchak says the reason is because of Mashkin Shazavu, as we learned in Masech to Shabbos, Chazal said that juice that comes out of fruit, from a fruit that's meant to be used for juice, may not be consumed on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yitzchak, Chazal were concerned that you may come to squeeze. And a Beyish Anolda is also, looks like Mashkin Shazavu. So that's why the halacha is that a Beyish Anolda b'Shabbos, or Beyish Anolda b'Yontif, you may not eat. Says Rav, Nolda b'Zeh, if you have the egg was born on hatched on Friday, you can't eat it even on Shabbos that comes afterwards, or vice versa. If the egg was born on Shabbos, you can't eat it on Sunday, which is Yontif. Why? Obviously, because it's considered Kedush Achas. So ask Rav Chizda, how could you say the Rav holds that Shtei Kedushas, isn't this clearly indication that it's Kedush Achas? Amar Rabba, says Rabba, that's not the reason for Rav's reasoning. Really, Rav agrees that it's Shtei Kedushas. So why can't you eat the Beya the next day? Hasam b'shem achana. There's a new consideration. The halacha is that you now prepare on Shabbos for Yontif or Yontif for Shabbos. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says regarding in Parshas B'Shalach, when it speaks about the mon, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu b'yoyim ha-shishi ve'chinu, choyel mechel Shabbos, a weekday could prepare for Shabbos, v'chol mechel Yontif, during the week you prepare for Yontif. Vein Yontif mechel Shabbos, Yontif can't prepare for Shabbos. Vein Shabbos mechina leYontif, Shabbos can't prepare for Yontif. And therefore, if the egg was born on Shabbos, hatched on Shabbos, you can't eat it the next day Yontif, because it turns out that Shabbos prepared for Yontif, or vice versa. But it has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. Here too, this Isser of Hachana, Machloikus Rishonim, that you can't, is it a Isser Daraisa? Tosfos and Darash say that this is a Daraisa. The Rambam's opinion is that it's a Drabonim. And therefore, and as Tosfos explains, the Rav is of the opinion that Mon didn't fall down on Yontif. And just like on Shabbos, the Mon didn't fall down, the weekday prepares for Shabbos. The weekday prepares for Yontif. And Mon did not fall on Yontif. And that's why our minig is that just like on Shabbos, when we cut the challah, we're makbid on Lechem Mishnah. Why? Because, as we know, the Torah says that on Friday, two portions a month fell for Friday and Shabbos. And to commemorate that, on Shabbos, we use Lechem Mishnah. So according to this, we understand why on Yom Tov, we also have to have Lechem Mishnah. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer L'Horos Nosson explaining what the Gemara says here. Yom Tov Mechin L'Shabbos, Vein Shabbos Mechin L'Yom Tov. That a weekday has to prepare for Shabbos Yom Tov, not Yom Tov for Shabbos, not Shabbos for Yom Tov. Why? He says, even according to Beis Hillel, who had a different approach than Beis Shammai, we know that the Gemara discusses that Beis Shammai's approach was that every day that they took, so that somebody found something nice, they put it away for Shabbos. Only if they found something nicer, they would put that, they would use that and take the nicer food. And that's how they spent the whole week. Beis Hillel says that you don't have to do so. Says the L'Horos Nosson, it doesn't mean that Beis Hillel says, doesn't agree that Beis Shammai's approach is not a better approach. It doesn't mean that Beis Hillel holds that a person shouldn't spend all week thinking about Shabbos. Why? So he explains, because we want the Kedusha Shabbos not just to be limited to Shabbos Kodesh. We want the Kedusha Shabbos to permeate the entire week. And therefore, even according to Beis Hillel, for example, when we say the Shir Shel Yom every day by davening, we say Hey Yom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hey Yom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. There are people that every day say Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Katshoy. We want the Kedusha of Shabbos to permeate our entire week. But he explains that's only Shabbos permeating Yom Chol. We don't need, however, Shabbos to infuse a Yom Tov, because a Yom Tov has its own unique Kedusha. And therefore, Chol Mechel Shabbos, Chol Mechel Yom Tov, Vein Shabbos Mechel Yom Tov, Vein Yom Tov Mechel Shabbos. Amal Abaya, so Abaya asks Rava, El Hada Tanan, the Mishnah taught us, Ketzer Oysa, if somebody's making Erev for 2 days, Malicha Eberishin, he takes the Erev Thursday afternoon, or Mach Shechalov, and stay there, and then have a nightly Bala, and then come home, B'sheni, on the second day, mach shechalov, v'eichloi b'aloi, and then come back with your Erev, and you should eat it because you can't carry it home. It's already Shabbos. But how is that permissible? Asks Abaya. If we just learned hachana on Shabbos, on Yom Tov is also for Shabbos, or vice versa. Hokamechem Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Amalei Rava. Rava explains. Rava responds. Mi savret soif yom kana Erev. Do you think that the time that you make the Kinyan is at the end of Friday, when it's already, when do you think you make the Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, which is still Yom Tov, and then we'll have the problem that you're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos? The time that the Erev takes effect is Tchilas HaYom Kana Erev, after Shabbos already commences. If it only takes effect when Shabbos commences, that's a category of Shabbos Mechina Latzma. And certainly, Shabbos could prepare for itself. We learned the other day a Mishnah Masechta Tefillah Yoyim, Perek Dal Mishnah Dalet. We learned there the Mishnah says that if somebody has a barrel of wine from which the Levi already got Ma'aser Rishon, but Trumas Ma'aser, which has to be given to the Kohen, wasn't taken. But this barrel is a Tefillah Yoyim. The definition, as we always explain of a Tefillah Yoyim, is that it was Tamei, it went to the Mikvah, but it didn't have yet Harif Shemesh. And the halach is, since it didn't have hair of Shemesh yet, it's not yet Tohar. So the halach is, you have to wait to let the Trumas Maisa be effective only after it becomes night. Because if you're going to want it to be before night, it's going to be, you're going to be Metama, the Trumas Maisa, because until night passes, this Keli is still Tomei. So we learned there, if it's Friday, and you want to use the wine and this barrel for your Erev Tchumim, you can't, because it's not going to become edible until Friday night, when the Afrosha could only be effective without involving a problem of Tumah. El Me'ata, but ask the Gemara, if Rabba, what he just said, is correct, that when does the Erev need to become effective? Friday night, So why could this case that we just explained not be acceptable? Ya'arv belagin. You should be able to use this barrel for your Erev. What is your concern that it's not edible? You can't have this Trumas Maisa be effective until Friday night? So what? When Friday night comes is when the Erev has to be effective. Answers the Gemara. Even though the Erev becomes only effective Friday night, the halacha requires bidin suda aruyah mibay joim lekka. It has to be something that could be edible Friday day by day. In other words, what we're learning is that the way the Sharatzin, the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharatzin, and Simon Tuf Tezayin, Sif Katan Tezayin, explains this Gemara, since Bein HaShmoshes, as we keep on speaking about, is a Suffolk, since it's a Suffolk, maybe that's when Tchil Shabbos is. But it's maybe not yet Shabbos. So even though, yes, the effectiveness, the Erev becomes effective, or the Erev does what it's supposed to do only when Shabbos begins, but it has to be edible already Bein HaShmoshes. And this food is not edible Bein HaShmoshes. This wine, this Trumas Maisa, is not edible Bein HaShmoshes. Ask the Gemara L'Hodot Tanan, the Mishnah said, an Amud Aleph, Reb Elezer, Amud Yontav HaSomach L'Shabbos, Bein Milfinah Bein HaChorea, Ma'arv Odom, Shnei Ruvim. You could, according to Rabbi, you can make two Ruvim in two different directions. But ask the Gemara, Bidin Suda Ruvim, Boy Join Veleka. It's a problem. If I made the Erev in one direction for the first day, so I can only walk in that direction. I can't walk in the other direction. So if I can't walk in the other direction, and I need to have the Erev, can't walk in that direction, Bein HaShmoshes, and I need to have the Erev there, Bein HaShmoshes, to make it into an effective Erev. How could Rebbe Elezer's how could we ever have the case that Rebbe Elezer speaks about? Answers the Gemara, you're right. If I put the Erev, let's say for the first day, to the east side, 2,000 Amos, past the town. So as we always explain, that means you can't walk to the west side at all. But let's say you only put the Erev 1,000 Amos to the east side. Then you're still going to be allowed to walk 1,000 Amah to the west side. That, says Rebbe Elezer, is the case of the Mishnah. Mi savrit, the manach le besoif apay amal kan, besoif apay amal kan, which prevents you from being able to walk at all on the west side. And if you can't walk at all on the west side, then how can you put an Erev on the west side for the second day? Loi, it says we just explained. The manach le besoif alf amal kan, besoif amal kan, and that's where you're going to put down the Erev for the second day. Elo, ask the Gemara, if you're going to say that the reason that Be'yish Anolda is Osir is because the Issa Achana, ask the Gemara, Hadam Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda taught us, Ira Baraglev Yom Rishon, if somebody made an Erev by being wherever he wants to be Koina Shvisa for the first day, Ma'ar Baraglev Yom Sheni, then he could make an Erev the second day, he has to go back the second day to make a new Erev. Because if we hold the Shtei Kedushas, you have to have two separate Erev. Ir v'pas b'yom rishon, if you put down a bread on the first day, then you have to go back the second day, ma'ar v'pas b'yom sheni. But how can you do so? When I'm walking on the first day, yontif, to put down an Erev for the second day, I'm being mechin v'komechin b'yontif l'shabbos. Friday, I'm putting down an Erev for Shabbos. How could I do so? Amalei, when would it be considered that it's a Maisa Achana? If I said something, I went there and I said something that I'm putting this Erev down as an Erev Tchumim for the next day. But says the Gemara, Mi Savrit the Ozel of Omamidi? It's not that he said anything. The Ozel of Shosuk for Yosef, he just went and stood there or just went and put down the bread and he didn't say anything. So therefore, that is not considered an act of Achana. Says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion is this that without even saying anything, it becomes an effective Erev. Kreb Yoichem Benuri, Dama Cheftze Hefka Kaneshvisa, we're going to learn a Gemara in Daf Mem Hei, that a person who's sleeping in a certain spot, Erev Shabbos, he's sleeping. Still, even though he didn't say anything, it becomes his Mokum Shvisa. Just like we're going to learn that Erev Tchumim doesn't only apply to people. Tchumim applies to people's possessions. And just like the possessions are kind of shvisa without saying anything, say it too, it's kind of shvisa without saying anything. So, but if you hold like the Rabbanon, that in order to be kind of shvisa, you need to say something, we're back to our concern of achana. Says the Gemara, I feel tam rabbanon. Even with the rabbanon, it's not an issue. For at kan loy pligar lay rabbanon lay Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yochanan el biyoshin. Somebody who's sleeping, the loy matzi amar. It's for him. It's impossible to make a ma'ase kinyan. Av v'nir, but when you have a person who's awake, the boy lemeim matzi amar. Had he want to say something, he could say it. The halacha is that avagav the loy amar, even if he didn't actually say anything, command amadami. The halacha looks at it as if he did say something, and therefore he need not say anything, and still the eruv will be an effective eruv. And therefore, the halacha here is that even the rabban, even just walking there and not saying anything, will still be a valid eruv. And that, since you didn't have to say anything, it's not considered that you did a ma'isa achonah.